Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We're dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Live cattle futures rebounded today to close sharply higher in the $2 range here on the feeder cattle. September's up 210 at 133.70. They had a low today at 130.15, so that was about $3.70 off of the high from earlier today. So quite a big rebound here to finish the week. The September did not go make new contract lows, but they did get close from the lows two days ago. Now, October did make new contract lows, and so technically here, closing $2.15 higher brings us to a technical key reversal. That market's bouncing here, being up 215, was nearly $4 off the low. So really good, strong feeder cattle markets today. Live cattle were up $3 at 104.40 in October. The December's at 255 higher, 105.15. That puts the October, didn't make new lows today, but rebounds it to a level about a week ago, and some people put a target on it at about 110, where the 50-day moving average is. Now, midday box beef was $1.20 lower on choice at 187.94, select 183 even, up 37, so that spread there is coming in tight. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to round out to about 105, which is $2 lower than last week. The feeder cattle index is 138.15, down 14 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets finished a penny and a half higher on corn, a penny higher in the beans, and the wheat disappointing, down 1 to 3 cents. The big talk is Monday's USDA expectations and the estimate on the latest supply and demand report. The big numbers will be the corn and soybean yield, and then total production. The average guess for the USDA corn yield is 173.4 bushels per acre. Last month it was 175.1, so a little bit of a drop expected. Still over 15 billion bushels, 15.027 billion bushels in the total crop estimate, and that's for corn. For soybeans, the average guess for yield is 49.2 bushels per acre, up 0.3 from last month's 48.9. The overall soy production number will be 4.089 billion bushels, so a really big bean crop to go along with the soybean crop. Of course, most of it's attributed to almost perfect growing weather this year. Ending stocks for old crop and new crop will also be released, and that report will be on Monday morning, 11 a.m., and that's Monday the 11th, or 12th, rather. Outside markets, Dow Jones down 270, crude oil down 185. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.